This is your boy, Bubba.
As bold as always.
Man, welcome back to Untamed, another episode. It's been a wild couple weeks, getting back into it. What you think, Dodie? Playoffs are starting. NBA, there's some quite strong showings, and there's some teams that are a little suspect. So we're going to jump right into it, man. First game I want to talk about is the Celtics and the Nets, only because the Celtics had a lot of high praise just because, you know, they had a nice little – they only lost, like, what, two or three games, won a bunch, nice little streak going. You know, definitely a power team in the East. And then, you know, you got the Nets, 7 seed with, you know, they're supposed to be superstars. You know, they could play in the play-in tournament. They win. And then they go to Boston. You know, I watched the game. Celtics had a strong show in the first half. But then all of a sudden, they just let the Nets come back. It was like, yo, all right, we're going to make sure you're going to get your money worse. Everybody's going to get their money worse in the stadium. And the Celtics literally barely won. Jason Tatum made a layup to win the game. So my thing is with this game is, I feel like Sabonis, part of me said it's just the first game. But if you're clearly a better team, a higher seed, that game should have been a cakewalk. I don't know. What you think? I want to hear your input before I want to hear your input before I get into it, you know?
Playoffs. Not regular season, it's the playoffs. All you got to do is win. No matter how you win, ain't no style points right now. Ain't no strategies winning. Just as proved, they're a better team. Now, that's the wrong thing to say. I'm not going to say the better team. They won game one. Right? They proved that, hey, they're the top seed. They should win game one. Now, KD, I think, had a horrible day. He was missing a lot of routine jumpers. Celtics did a good job on defense, you know, but I don't see that happening. But I can see KD coming back for him.
Still game one, you know, plenty of ball left. But, you know, my thing is, you know, Celtics, you know, supposed to be the better team. A 2 versus a 7 clearly should be a mismatch. Even if you win, at least win by 10, but like you barely win in first game at home and you blow a lead. I don't know. That's just getting a little bit of phony vibes, a little suspect vibes from them.
I don't think there's no suspect vibes because who plays better defense? In the long run, that's what playoff basketball is going to be. But I know you got to score points, but who's going to play defense?
That's true.
What it's going to be going down to. And Brooklyn, you know, Brooklyn can score. Brooklyn is high octane. They're not, I don't think, on the back end of everything. They don't have a defense that can overcome them not hitting shots.
I mean, Kyrie and KD can't do it all, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to say that because, you know, one of them dropped 50 this year, another one of them dropped 60. They can put up some points. That's the thing. They ain't putting no points where they tax themselves on the back end to put that much effort into playing defense. I didn't see that the other night. And the Celtics barely got by. Made enough stops in the game. I think they wouldn't do nothing super offensive-wise either, but, you know. I mean, the Nets are fourth in field goal percentage in the NBA. Celtics are 15. Celtics come in and play great defense. I don't see them being out of any game. I don't necessarily say winning, but I don't see them being out of any game as long as they play.
Well, you should be saying that to a Toronto playing defense because, you know, Philly got a 2-0 lead, and the last game, From my understanding, Philly had a lot more free throws, attempts, and made than Toronto. So clearly, they just fouling. And I'm sure it was all Embiid on the free throw line. It had to be, clearly, the bigger dude in the paint. But, I mean, that right there, a true seeding, playing, you know, the little man in playoffs. I mean, that, come on, Dodie, Philly. I mean, they dominate. It's 2-0. Still a little early, but clearly, I mean, they're the better team between the two.
Ooh, but I mean, think about it. Who would ever think James Harden right now would be passing up shots and dishing them out? He more facilitated right now. He is a true shooter. And they're cruising the wins right now. Just think, Philly's just over. I mean, they just a better team than Toronto. 3-point blank. Toronto don't even look like they're supposed to be in the playoffs.
No, they shouldn't. But here they are.
And Embiid is like, he's the beast that Charles Barkley been saying should have been a long time ago. Everything, he made Charles Barkley seem like a genius right now.
Well,
and Shaq.
Go ahead, my bad. Go ahead.
Well, the way him and, you know, Charles Barkley and Shaq got on Embiid about, you know, not dominating the paint. I think he kind of clicked for him, and now he knows it. I can dominate this game. I think he's doing it now. I think he realized it. And that 3-point shot he had, turned around, and, oh, man. Big man don't supposed to do that.
Well, here's my thing. Embiid, you know, he was a highly recruited kid going to KU, left his first year. Then, in that three to five-year stint, just that four-year run where he just was continuously hurt, couldn't stay healthy, and then, you know, finally has his chance in the playoffs, and he's balling out. So, I mean, like you said, like MB says, you got to trust the process. Clearly, the process worked for him, and he's balling out. But I forgot to ask you before we keep going. Who do you think is going to win the series between Celtics and Nets? I forgot to ask you that. Guy, have a prediction.
I'm going to go with just because I got a homeboy that's a real big Celtics fan, I'm going with Brooklyn.
He going with Brooklyn. I got the Celtics. I think the better seeding and I think they'll finally they'll get in their true form. Here in a couple games, they'll take the series.
And you ain't gonna miss them in the shots no more.
All right, so then.
A nice thing.
So then Philly and Toronto, who you think is gonna take the series?
Huh?
I mean, it's obvious it's gonna be Philly. I mean, it's obvious.
Hey man, Maxie is balling right now. I ain't gonna even say we can talk about Embiid, we can talk about Harden. Both of them gonna put up big games. Still done had a nail. This boy Maxey. He keep playing like this. And then Toronto just needs a forfeit.
Toronto need a forfeit.
I don't see nothing you can do besides make money as a franchise. This young kid, man, this kid is, man, he's something else. Not only him, you know, they got some more guys playing, but this boy, Maxey, man, he done came out of nowhere. So him and Harris, you know, putting up 17 points a game. Then you got Harden, he good for about 20. You got Embiid gonna drop 30. And Toronto got enough firepower.
No, not the same team when they had Kawhi Leonard there. Definitely not the same team. So then, you know, we got Heat and Bucks, man. Probably one of the better, more interesting matchups, I think, in my opinion.
Talking about the who?
The Bucks and the Heat.
Bucks and the Heat. The Bucks. The Atlanta and the Heat.
Yeah, Atlanta Heat. My bad. I apologize. I got mixed up there. Yeah. You know what? That's not even a wrap. The Heat gonna win. Trae Young is not enough for Atlanta to win the series. Jimmy Buckets, nice. like you said, Jimmy Buckets, they're gonna take it. I don't even know how they got the one seed, but they did. They made it. Ooh. They got the Heat. The Celtics should have been the one seed, but that didn't happen. They lost their games. Heat picked it up a little bit, won their games. Now we got a Trae Young versus Jimmy Buckets, and we all know what's gonna happen. Miami gonna sweep them 4-0. Simple as that. And Trae Young gonna go back to Atlanta. I mean, that's all there is to it. I'm not even gonna debate this with you. He's gonna win it hands down the series. That's it. They're gonna take first round.
We don't even need to talk about that next, because that's who's gonna win. Jimmy Buckets. What's got Trae Young is nice, but Young ain't physical enough. He can't take that. Trae Young is good for an and-one tour. He can't come play that street ball.
Nope. Or can't put him on the top. Cannot do it.
He couldn't have played in the 80s. He would have been a bench player. He would have came off the bench in the 80s, in the early 90s. Can't play that. He can't take that physicality. Can he shoot the life out of a gym? Can he excite the crowd? Yeah. Can't take that physical play.
Man, let's move on to the west side of the conference.
You're not going to talk about Milwaukee and Chicago?
Man, what for? That's a cakewalk for Milwaukee.
Right.
What's Bulls going to do? What the Bulls going to do? What's Lonzo Ball going to do? What's Alex Caruso going to do? What is Zach LaVine going to do against the Greek Freak? Giannis. What are they going to do? Nothing. That is a wrap. Bucks win that series. There's nothing to talk about there. That is an easy 4-0 sweep win for the Bucks.
And I think
we finally agreed on something. There you go. See, look at that. So now we're going to move to the western side of the conference. You got to start off, you know, with the Warriors and the Nuggets. 3-6. Warriors coming out playing Warrior basketball. Steph Curry back. I mean, they will. I'm not worried one bit. I mean, there ain't nothing to debate about it. Warriors look like a good basketball team playing their style of basketball, putting up over 100 points as they usually did all season long. Yeah, I got them taking the series round one.
Curry, Clay. Another team just forfeit. Another team that just needs to forfeit.
They just need to forfeit.
I mean, think about it. You got a youngster like Poole coming in, dropping dimes like he's dropping. What can you do? Like, honestly, what can you do? You already know Seth is going to come and shoot the life out of Jimmy. No, Clay going to do what he going to do. Now you got this third party dude shooting it from me to work. I mean, show me what defense going to stop there.
Lights out.
Soon as Seth.
Crazy.
As soon as Seth come in your county, you got to start it guarding. As soon as Clay come in your county, you got to start guarding. Now you got another sharpshooter. You don't know where hit.
It's like Stephen A. Smith. It's like Stephen A. Smith today. He called him Lethal Weapon 3.
What you gonna do, man? It's no answer for what they can do. No answer. What defense can stop that? Double team.
Fast break.
Don't die. Play zone. You don't die. That's what they do.
It's really just their transition and their ball movement. It's just quick. They're able to transition quickly, pass quickly, get to the bucket quick, whether it's down low or driving or taking a jump shot somewhere. mean, they're everywhere. It's crazy. They're very athletic. They're very athletic.
It ain't nothing. It's worth it. That's the best strategy. I mean, you can sell some popcorn, some hot dogs at night. Man, 15 minutes into the game's over.
I believe from what I remember, they scored over 70 points in the third quarter. 70 points in the third quarter. That is the most they have scored in playoffs. That in third quarter, 70 points. That is wild to me.
I know, sir.
Well, I got the Warriors winning this one. If I remember right, Suns. Who are the Suns playing? Who was the last seed? I don't remember.
I want to say the Suns are playing New Orleans.
They are. They are. The Pelicans. Yes. That's a wrap. I don't even remember when the Pelicans were good. Ever. Do not remember. I didn't even know they made playoffs. That's how much that's how very little attention they get from me. I didn't even know they made playoffs. I got
some. I can't remember when the Pelicans were good either.
I'm surprised they even made playoffs without Zion. And he on the bench. He hurt. I got Suns winning it. Clearly the one seed. They balled out all year long. Taking the series.
I don't see balling.
T-Wolves and Grizzlies. The T-Wolves actually won their first game. T-Wolves actually won their first game. Okay, they won game one. That was a little surprising. I'm not going to lie. I mean, they had a little 13 or 15 point win over the Grizzlies. I mean, that was a little surprising. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you was talking a lot about your Grizzlies over there. You said that boy Ja was going to do something, but I mean, it is game one. Game one kind of sets the pace for the next three or four. So, I mean, I don't know what you think. I mean, this one's a little, seems a little odd. You know, but, hey, I mean, I don't even remember the last time the T-Wolves were in the playoffs. I mean, hey, you get in where you fit in, you feel me?
No. Hey. They're doing what they I really call it a hustle game right now. For some reason, something clicked with Minnesota that last playing game to where they know they belong. So now you got this youngster coming up. Jeez. This dude's a monster. Ain't even 21 yet. He ain't taking a backseat to nobody. And Townsend never really found out yet. He's pretty good. So I think he was being questioning himself, you know, most of his career, but now realize, man, I'm good. I can play. But I think they just surprised me.
Yeah, I think they caught Memphis off guard. Then Memphis probably thought it was gonna be a cakewalk, and hey yo, T-Wolves came to play, man. I mean, that's all it really is to it.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm not looking for him. He might do his thing again. You know, he's been playing consistently. You got to find an answer for Edwards. You don't find an answer for him. You know, being as young as he is, he shouldn't even be thinking about coming back. He ain't taking the backseat to nobody. I like it. But I really don't think he got an answer for Ja.
Man, who do you think takes the series, man? This one. My man, go ahead. You think Memphis?
Yeah. Well, Ja gonna get started tonight. I think Memphis know now. Okay, yeah, we done took your haymaker.
I'm gonna go the opposite of you, just cause I think T1's gonna pull an upset first round. Feel like, and they must got some momentum going from the playing game and first game. They must got some momentum going. So, you know, I think T-Wolves with an upset, they win the first round, and they move on.
You're different on that one.
Oh, man. Next up, man. Your Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz are tied at 1-1. Dang. Donick did not play the second game, and some dude that I don't even remember his name. 41. I don't even know what a dude was.
What not?
Name when I looked it up. Name. I know when I looked it up, I saw Bard who dropped 41 points. The series is tied 1-1.
So Tim, you don't know that. You don't know nothing about this guy?
Educate me about your Dallas Mavericks, Dodie. I want to know where this dude come from out the gate, scoring, helping his team in the second playoff game with 41 points.
Somebody who should have been done let go of him. He should have been letting this guy play like this.
But where's Luke at?
Luka hurt right now. That's the thing. Why have you been? Anytime you see guys step up, put on a performance like he did, start asking yourself, where's this guy be? Who have I always know this about me? Who am I always gonna blame situations like that? Blame the coach. This kid been having his talent, and all of a sudden, he just shows up and ball out in a playoff game?
Playoff game. Not a regular season game. This is a playoff game where winning matters the absolute most.
This boy been getting business talent. Now it's just all about everybody. And that's the thing with a lot of teams. They base everything off of super. Luka has done everything for this team. Luka don't get double team, takes over. Luka gets double team, passes an open man. Now we can see. And we don't need Luka. That's what the mindset Dallas needs to keep. We don't need Luka. He comes back, yeah, that's good. He's going to help us. He ain't hurt, and we just need to lock down, play good defense, play team basketball. That's one man dropping 41 tonight, and I'm dropping 41. If that means everybody getting maybe 12 to 15, that's what we need to do to win. But Dallas gonna win this year.
You know, I actually might agree with you on this. I actually think Dallas finally might get over the hump and win a first round series. In the past, what, 5 years? 4 years? Has Luka Doncic been there? I think they finally do it, Dodie. Finally might be happy for once. I know your Cowboys and your Astros and your Rangers and your Baylor Bears, they don't make you happy. So I finally think a team will actually do it, Dodie. I think the Dallas Mavericks will win their first round playoff game series. And they'll move on. I feel like you'll actually be a happy person now.
I say happy. I'm not a Jayhawk fan, so I say happy.
Hey, man, you already know. Champions. You already know. 2022 champions. Like you said, your Baylor Bears couldn't do it. My team did it. Remember that. Remember that.
Oh, man. I don't know, comment. This is a big deal. We got to choke in the big way. That's all I care about.
Oh, man. You know what? Let's move it on, man. Let's move it on to some football that's not the NFL, surprisingly. We finally got a new league, the USFL, making a comeback. Last time they were around, they was in the 80s. I wasn't even born. You was probably playing high school ball in the 80s. You know, made a little comeback. And I saw some clips, you know, bits and pieces. Been seeing some stuff on Twitter and TikTok and everything about the new technology and the cameras, angles they use, and drones and the rules. And I was seeing finally seeing some stuff that maybe the NFL should adapt, but you know, the NFL being the NFL, I doubt that happens. But I mean what is your first thoughts before, you know, I kind of get into mine?
Football,
man.
Is it NFL quality? No. They got some talent out there, yes. I think the quarterback play. There's some quarterbacks sitting somewhere playing flag football or doing something. They're better than some of these quarterbacks in the league. I don't think this is the best showing of quarterback play. There's a lot of ducks being thrown. So if it's the football, man, or what? And rabbit season. Let's see.
So what you're telling me is that the XFL had better quarterbacks than them?
I can name a couple of them.
Or the AAF had better quarterbacks?
I don't forgot his name off the top of my head, but the quarterback from St. Louis, I think, was a better quarterback than a lot of quarterbacks.
Jordan Ti'amu from the St. Louis Battlehawks. That dude was a stud.
I
want to
say that. Speaking of him, I think that's who Tampa Bay quarterback is. I think that's the Tampa Bay quarterback. Tampa Bay Bandit.
I know one quarterback who played in the AFF, played for the Birmingham Iron, Luis Perez. I know he is a quarterback for a team. I can't remember what team exactly. He's a starter. But when he played with Birmingham, he was balling out when the AAF was still going on. That was, what, 3 years ago? So, I mean, I didn't really get to watch his game, but I knew first dude I recognized. Anybody out of the entire league, he was the first dude I recognized in that league. Just a Mexican quarterback, balling out, representing. I know he'd been in the NFL a couple times, didn't get a chance. So, I mean, he just showcased, man. He just having fun, I guess.
I remember Perez, but I don't know enough about him to actually, you know.
He was on the Rams a couple times. Had a couple practice squad spot a few times, and then I think he got cut, and I don't think he ever got signed. And then when the AAF came out, he got drafted by the Birmingham Iron, balling out. They had a winning record, if I remember right. And then they got cut, and then I really didn't really know what he was doing or what plans he had. And then USFL comes out, and then that's the first video I see is he quarterbacking. So, I mean, I might have to check out a couple games just to see, just really see how it really is for myself instead of just letting the social media life tell me what's going on.
Yeah, I'm a football guy, so I enjoyed it, but talent level. Could have been better.
What about the fan control football? I saw T.O. is playing now. He playing now. That boy, 48 years old, still catching tubs. I mean,
I'm not going to say nothing about that.
Dodie, if he could do it, Dodie, you can do it. I want to see you strap up, put the helmet on, put the pads on. Tell me, buckle your chin strap. Because there's going to be a war out there. I need you to suit back up, man. I want to see you make a comeback. Your hamstrings can't handle it no more?
No, I can handle it. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to.
Cody,
I don't want
to be like Tyson, man. Like your boy Tyson, make a comeback, retirement.
Tyson crazy. Not doing that. If I hung it up, it was up.
Come on, Dodie, go get the cleats off the line on time. Strap up, let's go. I want to see you run for 100.
I don't want to run for 100, so what ain't gonna happen?
I would pay.
I
would pay streaming company just to watch my boy Wilson strap up for the one time, put the shoulder pads, the helmet, the cleats, and just run some people over, man. I would pay to watch that.
I put it on. I ain't gonna use it.
Getting in the game. I'll be a supporter.
I strapped it up now, and any coach stood around and said, yeah, get in. And him like, man, you crazy. I'm going to do that.
Play. Just to get out on purpose. What's the play?
I want that. I don't have that want no more. I have that desire for get back no more.
Hey, I feel you on that, man. My days are done, too. Even Turkey Bowl days. My Turkey Bowl days are done, too.
I don't play flag football and then I coach. Flag. Yeah, you want me to go out there? You want me to go out there and coach? Yeah, I coach, but I don't even throw football my way.
Turkey Bowl football, Madden, done deal.
You should have been there. Yeah, you should have been there and hung up the Madden. Like,
man, it's just not the same no more, man. It's just not the same game growing up and what you played. You know, I know you're a little older than me, but I know you're still on the sticks, so you know it's just not the same. USFL, AAF, XFL, NFL, it's just not the same. Not the same football.
I'm on that bad now. You're wrong. I compete in that. Oh, you know that. You know that.
Yeah, we know. We know, Donnie. We know. We know, Donnie. Man, you got anything else, man, you want to talk about, man, or you want to close this thing out, man?
Yeah, we can close this thing out, man. Just, you know, I think it's going to be a great playoff series, man, for the NBA. LeBron's not in it. So,
we can actually enjoy NBA basketball without having to hear any talk about games. I'm so happy.
You don't even know. No, we're not selling Barbie dolls or nothing. Real aggressive NBA.
No more Space Jam commercials. None of that, man. We can finally watch some true NBA basketball. And you know, it actually feels real competitive. You know, it feels good, man. It feels good to watch some real NBA basketball.
Good. And ratings are up this basketball season.
Just cause James is not playing. This will be the first time career and in a playoff game.
No, this ain't the first time.
Conference final
in LA. The first year in LA to make the playoffs.
Conference final? And he ain't playing in old finals. Feels good. We all have you, man. But let's close this thing out, man. Appreciate all y'all still tuning in. Check out our TikTok, everything. All the links are down low in the description. You already know, man. Two dudes who just love some sports. Love to talk a little trash. Get untamed. You know, with me and Coach Kadolius Wilson here on the show. So, man, you already know, man. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Bubba.